Paul, a good point on the road?
Yeah, we're pleased tonight. Everyone's getting nervous now. You can see that. The fans are getting agitated. Your phone-ins must be red hot, mustn't they, at the minute. You must be loving it. You know, and we were good tonight. We played well. It's a difficult place to come. We try and pass the ball. We try and play. And we've conceded a goal against the run of play, possibly. And, you know, people might say we haven't opened them up enough. We haven't, but our lads were honest tonight. They have a very honest performance, and that's what pleased me the most. You look around the results in the league, and you can see for yourself, it's that time of the year now. And we had great support tonight. Our supporters didn't half get behind the players, and that pleased me as well. And, you know, we're on that running now where we must stay together. Every team's got problems. Managers can't come on radios and interviews and speak about them, because what you do is belittle your squad. We all know we've got certain problems that we try and rectify every day. But that's the recruitment side of the club, and that's where we've got to work hard to do that. And if you can't solve it today, you might have to solve it tomorrow. And you might have to make your club stronger in a month's time or a year's time. But recruitment of football clubs is everything. And our lads tonight and in general don't do a lot wrong.
That performance, though, it could have been all changed when Owen Doyle in 50 seconds got the opportunity. Do you think it came too soon for him?
No, he got in, he done everything right, he was calm, he's hit the target, and the keeper's made a good save. So that's the nature of the game. You know, we were pleased tonight, we nicked a goal, you know, we haven't scored and did different stuff. Stats get through at you all the time. But, you know, the stat is with 10 games to go in a great position. You know, before the game tonight, if someone said you'll still be top of the league, we'd all be happy. We know that runs are what they are and results are what they are, and people can make as much as you want. At this stage of the season now, it's about keeping a clear mind. It really, really is. And I do my best to stay as focused as I can be, because if you start making bad decisions or saying the wrong things, it can affect lads' confidence. And we have a team that want to play with confidence and don't often let us down. And tonight they never let us down for any endeavour or effort, you know, at all.
Plenty of possession for Chesterfield as well. And it looked good, didn't it?
The normal stuff. You know, you've watched us a lot now. You know the football we try and play, everyone does. We come up against a team again tonight who go to five in midfield to play against Chesterfield. And that's just what we have to do. We can go to two up front regularly, you know, but we're not good at it. We sacrifice the middle of the pitch, and I know supporters clamour for it. And if we had central midfielders then who I felt could do that side of the game, if we had wide players with more energy rather than ability, these are all the factors that come into it. But, you know, we've got good players, and I appreciate more than anyone the supporters look at the stats and the two up front and the thing we do every day. I spend 99.9% of my life looking, you know, so I'm aware of everything that they want, you know, and I try my best to give them what they want.
Come on then, the fans will want to know why Jimmy Warren went off.
Listen, you just hear me there, haven't you? You know, Jimmy's a great lad, and you know, sometimes you can't wait, can you? Unfortunately, the toilet beckoned for Jimmy, and at that stage of a big game, he's apologising to me, saying, "I'm going to have to take him off, don't you? Because, you know, it's such a crucial game." But, you know, Jimmy's a great lad. He's had a great season, hasn't he? You know, he's a one now, like everyone else. That sometimes you can look a bit fatigued and tired and play. Matt, you know, people said to me on Saturday that Ollie Banks looks like he's not doing so well, and someone else, and it's football. You know, Luis Suarez went six games without scoring. He's Luis Suarez.
But he set them all up, though, didn't he?
Oh, well, yeah, go on, and I'll give you that. That's why it's hard, because you must stay with your team. Mm-hmm. You know, our supporters, you've watched us, you lads, for a lot this season, and you know, like I know, we're a good side. Mm-hmm. Make no bones about it, we're a good side, we play good football. Do we lack certain qualities? Of course we do. Do we know what we lack? Of course we do. But sometimes to keep talking about it's not a good thing.
And Danny Cairns, we brought him on. He looks a real special kid, doesn't he?
Our fans will enjoy Danny. He's a good player. He's a good player. He's bright. He's the ones that we try and recruit. You know, and this is going forward, recruitment's everything. We can only bring good players in the club now because we're a good team. So to bring in someone that might satisfy the fans for a week, but then ends up to be not a good sign, is not something that I'm prepared to do.
Have you heard, I know you've been down here for a couple of days, have you heard any more on the Dan Gardner situation?
No, we'll speak to Roger on that now. It's a big blow for us, obviously, and that's it. And Dan's done great. He's a very, how do you say, he's a very talented footballer that can light up a game. And that's what you need in games like tonight. That's the individual spark we need. And, you know, sometimes when they get bad injuries like that, we respect the fact that that's what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, there is injuries, it's part and parcel of the game, and sometimes you've just got to take it.
I guess it's not a collectiveness. There's plenty of warmth from the rest of the squad towards Danny as well.
You know yourself, you see our lads finishing off now, training out there and working hard. We've got a great group of players at the minute. Say that they really please me with their attitude to work, and we don't have great nights every night. You know, we can't have that football determines that. Yeah, but when you've got a group that's very honest and do the best every day, and we're a good football club, and we're on our way to where we want to be, and we've just got to stay with that.